Okay, teachers, I am looking to spark some creativity for you to make it happen. So get ready to put on your shades and to have a new perspective for how you look at things. All right, maybe it won't be exactly new, but could you be thinking about things a little bit differently? I know that it is the end of the year, so closing with success is huge. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of a challenge to look at things a little bit differently, I hope. Or maybe you're already on the right path. If so, awesome. But here's what I want you to think. What did you do at the end of the year in the past? So I actually want you to grab a pen and paper and go and pause this video. And I want you to take about 2 minutes. If you want to set a timer, go ahead. But 2 minutes, and I want you to write down what are all those things that you did at the end of the year normally. If you're a brand new teacher, what would you have done? Like, what are some of those things that you know that at the end of the year, whether it was watching a certain movie together, whether it was signing yearbooks, maybe it was a celebration of graduation and promotion to the next grade or onto the next chapter of life. Take about 2 minutes, and I want you to jot down all of those things, as many as you can. And even if you didn't do them, but you thought of something, write it down. Okay, now that you have that, I hope you took the time to do it or will take the time to do it. Here's going to be my challenge to you. I want you to think, how could you still do it, but do it virtually? Like, what if I came to you and I said, you have to do what you did in the past, but you just have to do it virtually. Now, would it look differently? Of course. But I want you to be thinking in that way, because that sparks creativity with how could I possibly do this? How could I end the year on such a success? So I'm going to share with you a couple of ways that I worked with a school recently. And I asked them this. I was like, I gave them the exact same challenge I'm giving you. And they came up with some amazing things. And I know they're going to come up with even more. But I thought I'd share a few with you. So one of them, they talked about yearbooks and how having the opportunity of having a yearbook and having the kids sign that just isn't possible now. So they came up with the idea of, what about a personal memory book virtually? And students could still go in and leave comments, and they could still sign it if they wanted. It just would be signed in a different way, not an actual signature, but they could leave notes. What about if it was staff members doing it for other staff members, or an administrator for as teachers? That one's can go any way. Now, actually, a lot of these can, if you think about different ways to use them. Another one was a pass the mic celebration. Now, I'm a big fan of props, as you can see. So what if it was a pass the mic? I don't know if you've seen this on videos, but I have loved seeing this. It tends to go in Instagram mostly is where I think I've seen it, but it's probably on TikTok too. But if you take this, let's say for example, and I were to toss it, then somebody else were to catch it, and then they say something. So you can get creative with props, and now you are not actually throwing it to somebody, but you pretend, and then somebody catches it. But you could do something like a hairbrush, right? And pretend that's the microphone, and you toss it, and then the other person takes their microphone off screen, their hairbrush, and they bring it in, and they say it. And so you could have it where a different student says something different about each student, and they just pass the mic. One of my favorite ways to do this is I call follow the leader. So if you're on Zoom, for example, and you have everyone in squares, now they're on different orders for everybody, but if you did a follow the leader, and I think I mentioned this in the past too, just give a little bit of a different spin. What if I'm looking at the square and I see, and you could assign this in advance, but if I looked at a square and I said, oh, Sarah. And so I tossed my hairbrush, the mic, to Sarah, and then Sarah said something nice about me. Or she could call somebody else's name and say something nice about them. And then she tosses the hairbrush, the microphone, and then that person grabs it and they say something nice about the next person. And so you see, you could do so many different ways and really cool creative things. I'm hoping this sparks your imagination. Another one was, they still did a talent show, but a virtual talent show. And then I loved what these teachers said, is they said, wait a minute, what about introverts? Introverts who don't want to be a part of a talent show. And they said, well, why couldn't we do show and tell? So instead of getting up and acting or singing or doing a magic trick or showing some kind of little cartwheel or something they could do, what if instead it was a show and tell? And they shared a meaningful object with others. This thing means a lot to me because it reminds me of when my grandma and I used to, and they can kind of share a little bit more insight with that. Or maybe they pick up something like even say a highlighter, right? And they throw this in and they say, you know what? The highlighter reminds me of English class. Or the highlighter reminds me of a moment in class. Do you remember when so-and-so said this and we all cracked up laughing? That was a highlight for me. So why couldn't they take a highlighter and connect it with something? They also mentioned doing virtual read-alouds. you know, jumping on and having all the students pop in, again, whatever platform you're using, but do a read aloud to them so they can still see the book, but yet hear you read at the same time. I don't know about you, but I still love being read aloud to. Clap out. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Here in Tampa, where I live, we do what's called clap outs. And so it happens usually for fifth graders, eighth graders, but especially fifth grade's a big one because they're about to go into middle school. So what happens typically is the fifth graders are the last ones to come out on the last day of school, and all the other kids, pre-K through four, line up along the sidewalks all the way out to the buses and where the car riders are. And then as the fifth graders come down, they literally clap them out. And so the fifth graders walk through with pride because the entire school is clapping them out. It's the moment that they wait for, and they know that they are the top dogs, and they get a chance to be recognized. This school that I spoke with, I love it. They're actually going to have all the teachers, masks, 6 feet apart, safety, et cetera, but they're going to pull through, the fifth graders are going to pull through with their parents, and they're going to hand them a certificate and clap them out. So now it becomes more like a parade, or you could always switch it, go out to the students, depending upon, you know, where your students live and the capability of doing that. And then I'll just share a couple more with you. Another one was a shared movie screen, so showing a movie and having all of the students watch it through the shared screen. You could have them get popcorn, pizza, have them get their favorite snack, right, and share with each other what each other brought. So there's so many different ways to ham this up, and I'll share with you one thing that I did is I recently started my first course, and it was teaching, or is teaching, wasn't was, it is teaching others educational consultant to become educational consultants, I'll put it that way. And with this, they learn how to do this part-time or even go full-time if they wanted. And I wanted to do a celebration, and they're all virtual automatically. You know, they all live all over actually the world. And so I thought, how could I do this? Well, the imagination sets in when we get determined to do that. So I actually sent them an email. So the graduation, the celebration was going to be on a Saturday. So on a Tuesday, I sent out an email, and it said, go grab a roll of tape, grab 5 pencils or straws, and think about your favorite quote or word. And they were like, okay. So they were to gather all that. On Friday, they were sent a virtual background. So they all downloaded the virtual background, and it had a graduation cap on their head. And then they had, on Friday, they had all these props they could print out. So for example, I'll show you. So this is an example of one, right? So they could cut these out, put them on the straw or on a pencil, and then put it up. So we had mustaches going. We had thought bubbles coming. All really fun stuff. And then we also took one of them, we had a quote, and you could write your favorite quote or word on it, and we stuck it to a mug. So then we shared that why that quote or that word meant so much to ourselves, but we shared that with others. And it was an amazing connection. And then we also did what's called a mug shot. I did not come up with this idea, but I have seen it. But everybody puts up their mug, and they smile, and we take a screenshot of it, and it's a mug shot. What could you do? Maybe not a mug shot with students. Maybe they don't have mugs. Maybe they have to bring their favorite cup. And it's, you call it something different, right? But what are some of those fun ideas? And just, I hope to really jumpstart the juice here to close out the year with such a success so that you left with that dopamine rushing and knowing that you can do it because you can and you have, but also when you start next year, you're ready. You know how we end this, all right? So I got this 3 times, you ready? I got this. I got this. I got this. Because yes, you do. Douglas County teachers, how do you want to be remembered? This is a way you can. When your students have been beyond stressed out, and so have their parents, and so maybe have you, what an opportunity to bring some fun and light and close the year out with a bang. Hope all is well. Thinking of you all.